Well, here we are, another Sunday hour. Let's continue to look at the book of Ephesians. We just finished chapter 2. I'll be reading from chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight to the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit of God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. So this section begins with, for this reason. Well, for what reason? If we look back, it is the reason that was explained that Jews and Gentiles are both reconciled through Christ, that the work of Christ is sufficient for all people. For this reason, Paul is saying that he has been sent to preach God's reconciliation to the Gentiles, and that the Gentiles are adopted members, grafted in to the root of Jesse. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heir together with Israel, members together of one body, sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. If we study elsewhere in Scripture, and if we understand what has happened, we come to know that we have been brought in to adopted family of God. We are God's children. And if we are God's children, let us live as children of God. But as adopted heirs, engrafted branches, we are together with Israel. It goes on to say, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ. First, Paul considered himself undeserving, but because he was undeserving, he had a ministry to reach out to the undeserving. He had a ministry to touch lives, and it was something that he considered very important and a treasure, to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ. Paul was entrusted as someone who was unworthy to reach out to those who might be considered unworthy and touch their lives. Whatever God has done in your past, wherever you have been, this is an encouragement for you to know that no one can reach out to someone with a substance abuse problem like someone with a substance abuse problem. No one can reach out to a teacher like another teacher. No one can reach out to a businessman like another businessman. We are all particularly chosen in God's family to have a purpose and to be able to speak about the riches of Christ to our own fellows, the undeserving to the undeserving, the Jew to the Jew, the Gentile to the Gentile, the slave to the slave, the free to the free. In 1 Corinthians, Paul even says, I became all things to all people in order that I might win some. So in our efforts to preach Christ and to bring Christ, we need to first know that we're always deserving, because even as those who are undeserving, we have been chosen to carry the message. Paul continues, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past has been kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my suffering for you, which are in your glory. The church has a purpose together to demonstrate the community that God intended for all people to have. Jesus says, "This is how they will know you're my disciples, by the way you love one to another." And so we might think we don't need church. We might think we're not part of the church. We're just believers in Jesus. But Paul teaches us here that those who believe in Jesus are part of one body, and that body is the church. And in the church, we serve one another. If you're discouraged about church life, don't walk away from the church. Go be that change in the church that you want from others. The church has value, riches that it is to share in Christ. We are the revelation of God when we, as children of God, live as God desires for us to live. Have a great Sunday. Thank you.